As authorities work to prevent the spread of African swine fever into Australia, there's a warning another biosecurity threat could take hold across the country's southeast. The rise in feral deer has caught some regions off guard, causing havoc for farmers. Gavin Coote reports.
About half an hour west of Canberra, Bruce Griffin's sheep farm is almost entirely bordered by national parks and pine forest. He's used to seeing feral pigs and foxes, but the odd deer wandering into his paddocks is putting him on edge.
We're sort of all bracing ourselves for a much greater influx. We've been warned that once they're here, they're here to stay and they'll breed up very quickly. So it's something else we'll need to manage. It's a very different prospect, I think, tackling a deer as opposed to, a fox or a smaller animal.
The feral deer trample fences and crops and can spread diseases to livestock. And during the drought, it's the last thing Bruce Griffin needs.
It will push more and more of the animals out of the forests onto the pasture, both to chase fresh water but also to get onto the grass, which, is an added pressure for us. And we're waiting to see just how big an issue this becomes.
But it's not just farmers noticing the invasion from deer.
Particularly in our really sort of sensitive areas of the ACT, like our subalpine bogs and fens, our sphagnum bogs, which are the key to Canberra's water supply.
Oliver Orgle is the invasive animal manager with ACT Parks and Conservation.
It is the fastest emerging new pest animal problem that we have in the ACT. And we're not alone in this. This is right across many areas of Australia, particularly focused on the southeast corner of the country. But it's a problem which we haven't had to manage in the past.
A Senate inquiry is examining the threat from feral deer and other pests. A submission from the CSIRO warns there's very little, if any, published work in Australia on the environmental damage caused by deer and predicts they'll soon colonise nearly the entire southeast of the country.
Control strategies are a little bit limited with deer when you compare them to other pest species like rabbits or feral pigs, for example.
This little guy is Apollo and Blossom.
An app which maps deer sightings and records control activities has become a powerful tool for farmers like Bruce Griffin, despite his initial misgivings.
And then I did wonder, well, if that data is going to people who we perhaps don't want that data going to, particularly, those who may hunt illegally or those sorts of things. But my understanding is that the data is held fairly closely.
He's just hoping the information will encourage authorities to put more money and more rangers into trying to control the deer.
But they can only do what they can do, and they can only use the resources that they're given. And of course, we'd like to see a lot more effort put into eradicating these types of animals.
That's sheep farmer Bruce Griffin ending Gavin Coote's report.